What's going on, everybody? It's your buddy, it's your pals, Pass Phoenix, the YWC Reality Check, and this is your Elimination Chamber Perth / Elimination Chamber 2024 preview. Please excuse my voice. I'm already kind of losing it a little bit because I just finished my preview for TNA No Surrender, which is also happening this weekend. We're going to watch No Surrender late on Friday night and get up early to watch Australia stuff on Saturday. Now, I am really excited about this show. Big-ass stadium show. WWE has done these international shows insanely well over the past little while. Obviously, it's a pronounced thing that they're doing this year, going to Australia, going to France, going to Berlin, coming back up here to Canada for Money in the Bank and Heatwave and SmackDown. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there. I'll be obnoxious. And I will say it from now until July. If you're in the Toronto area or if you're coming to the Toronto area, you're going to Money in the Bank, you're going to SmackDown, you're going to Heatwave, let me know. I'd like to meet some people. I haven't met very many, I'm not going to lie. But if you're in the area, if you're at the show, if you give a shit, friggin' hit me up on Twitter or whatever, be like, hey, Spaz, I'm at the show too, where are you at? I would love something like that. That's one thing as far as being a content creator that I've never really experienced, but I've also never really thrown it out there. So I'm going to be in Toronto for 3 nights in a row for 3 very different shows, and if we can get some of that shit going, that would be absolutely great. But my point being, huge stadium show in Australia, and it's the first show that they've done in Australia, period, since Super Showdown, when everything was just called Super Showdown, when Buddy Murphy and the Iconics got their great hometown reactions. Gee, I wonder what the reaction is going to be like for Rhea Ripley. There's only 4 matches on the card. All of them are predictable, which is kind of a problem. It is very much one of those, I know what the results are going to be, so I want to see instead what stories are presented along the way. There's a lot of opportunity for that. And in that vein, I want to start with what's not a match, what's not technically on the card, as I look at it on Wikipedia, because I'm a cheater and I'm too lazy to take notes. And that is Grayson Waller hosting the Grayson Waller Effect. Now, it's cool, and he's going to be part of something huge, I'm predicting here. It still kind of sucks that he doesn't get to wrestle in front of his home audience. It's the same as Bronson Reed, who also didn't qualify for the Elimination Chamber, which would have been awesome for him to perform in front of his hometown crowd. Now, with Bronson Reed, the rumors still swirl online. I haven't been able to get a direct answer. I won't pretend that I have a direct answer. I've heard everything from he's having personal issues to he has some kind of physical issue to he's working with an injury to there's something going on with his family to he's about to be a dad again. I've heard all these different things. I don't know if any of them are true, but if any or all of them are true, just hope the guy's okay and at least he gets to be in his home area if that's the case. If none of those are true and they just decided not to put him on the card, that's pretty shit. I would say a similar thing for somebody like an Indy Hartwell. I would say a similar thing for Grayson Waller, even though I think he's going to be involved in something big here. He's hosting a Grayson Waller Effect with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Now, this is the other shoe dropping. This is what they started at the press conference with the stare down between Cody and Seth and Rock and Roman. Rock and Roman solidifying on SmackDown that The Rock is actually in the Judgment Day, even though he doesn't have to know how to do the finger point properly, which is a bit awkward and kind of takes you back to Rock being in the Nation of Domination. You've had Seth offering, and yes, it's a cheesy pun, I don't care, it works, saying, I'm the one most prepared to be your shield. Let it simmer for a second. And Cody's still wanting to be the good babyface that wants to do it on his own, but got his ass handed to him when he tried to do it on his own. This is where they're announcing the tag team match for WrestleMania. This is, you're going to have Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes out there talking each other up and putting down Grayson Waller in the process. Let's be real for a second. And then they're going to be interrupted by Roman Reigns and The Rock, and The Rock's going to, like, eat Grayson Waller's lunch and send him on his way. You're going to get a stare down with you. There's going to be all kinds of photo opportunities. I picture this as being dead center in the middle of the show. They're going to give this a lot of time. Everybody's going to get their cameras out. They're going to give it all the pomp and circumstance. They're going to see the graphic. It's going to be made official. Obviously, I'm pretty sure Pierce and Aldis will be involved in this, because it is technically it's a cross-promoted thing. I mean, Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes are both on Raw for now, and Roman Reigns is on SmackDown, and The Rock goes wherever the hell he wants. And if you don't like that, then you don't know how the world works. I'm sorry, I cannot abide the whole, oh my god, this guy worked insanely hard, he's getting rewarded for the fact that he works insanely hard, and it's allowed him a couple of opportunities to do some cool shit with his family. Like, fuck off. Rey and Dominic got to do cool family shit. Ric Flair and Charlotte Flair, yes, you're allowed to like them, got to do cool family shit. The Hardys got to do cool family shit. The Miz and John Cena got to wrestle each other with their wives by their sides at WrestleMania. People are allowed to have something that's nice for them. If this match isn't for you at WrestleMania, there's 12 other matches that are going to be on the WrestleMania card. These people are allowed to have a nice thing. Fuck off. And I'm sorry, if you take a look at the footsteps of the popularity of wrestling, you know, we're not allowed to mention the other guy that got wrestling to where it is, so we'll take his successor in The Rock. And if you don't think that the initial announcement of Rock versus Roman Reigns would have been the best match that WWE could possibly give us in this current date and time, I don't know what to tell you. You cannot be helped. The straps on your helmet are a little too tight. I get you want Cody. It's fine. You're getting Cody. You bitch, you whine, you moan, you kvetch, you hashtag, you got what you want. But we're also getting this, and it's also going to be a lot of fun. Get the fuck over it. You know who shouldn't get over it? You know who should be pissed off about it, actually? Whoever Seth's facing for his belt at WrestleMania. Rhea and probably Becky Lynch. Spoiler. Io and Bayley. They can be pissed. Absolutely. Rhea Ripley and Charlotte should have been pissed last year when it went to Cody, or when it went to Sammy and KO versus the Usos. Now, that was a fantastic match, but they still had a reason to be pissed. You don't have a reason to be pissed off about this. How dare he be successful? Fuck off. That's all I've got. So that's going to happen. That's my prediction of what's going to happen anyway. Either we're going to get that announcement of that match, or at the very least, we're going to get the announcement that Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins are some kind of tag team, and they're laying down the challenge to the new bloodline to be answered at a later date. I don't know when. Maybe they'll do another press conference. I don't know. The press conference was awesome. The press conference had more people at it than an AEW show, so let's just try to get over that for a second. Let's knock this out right away. Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the Women's World Championship. Rhea Ripley's going to beat Nia Jax, and it's going to be funny. That's literally it. I do not know why. I'm sorry, and oh, you're being so mean to her. Blah, blah, blah. Nia Jax should not be in a main event / in a spotlight like this in Rhea Ripley's home country in front of like 55,000 people in a stadium. This is not a Nia Jax spot. It's not. This is a Shayna Baszler spot. This is a Raquel Rodriguez spot, who made her return on Raw. That's awesome. Glad to see that she's doing better. This is a, if she wasn't in a tag team, this is a Piper Niven spot, who's fucking awesome. This is a scrappy underdog spot. This is a Zelina Vega at Backlash last year spot. This is a returning Liv Morgan, who's got an axe to grind with Rhea Ripley, who can lose and doesn't really lose very much because it's Rhea fucking Ripley spot. This is not a Nia Jax spot. And can we stop pretending that Nia Jax is a thing? Stop trying to make Fetch happen, because it's not happening. Sorry, can't believe I just did that. I know they remade the movie and everybody's pissed. It's fine. Rhea Ripley's going to win. If... I don't, I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say if, but no. Finn Balor and Damian Priest of the Judgment Day are taking on... Oh my god, they've actually made this name official. I just saw that just now. Oh my god. Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate are now the new Catch Republic. Wow. Anyways, how did we get here? Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate won a four-way on SmackDown versus Pretty Deadly, Latino World Order, and Legado del Fantasma. Then DIY won their four-way against the Creed Brothers, Imperium, and The New Day, who are trying to be tough now for some reason. And then the New Catch Republic beat DIY last week on SmackDown, which is fine. I'm happy for Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate, who just got called up, and Pete Dunne, who finally gets to be Pete Dunne again, and they get a pretty damn big stage. They're not going to win, but that's fine. Do want to see them get into the mix at some point. The tag team division over Raw, SmackDown, and NXT is low-key goated. I'm just putting it out there. We got the Wolf Dogs. Wolf Dogs need to take on the Creed Brothers at some point. That'd be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. As I say, you've got represented in here, you've got Puerto Rico, Ireland, and the UK twice represented here. And people still say WWE doesn't have diversity because they're retarded. Let's be real for a second. Judgment Day are going to win. Same as Rhea Ripley's going to win. It's going to be a night for Judgment Day because WrestleMania is going to be two nights for the Bloodline. Not necessarily good nights for the Bloodline, but nights for the Bloodline. And I think you're going to get a multi-team situation. For the men's and the women's tag team championships, actually. At this point, I'm predicting that you get a multi-team situation for the tag team championships. When you look at... you got Pretty Deadly in there. They're good fodder. They can eat pins. And they did in the preliminary four-way. Latino World Order and Legado del Fantasma are going to be working with each other at WrestleMania. I'm pretty sure of it. But New Day, Creed Brothers, DIY, New Catch Republic. maybe the Wolf Dogs by that point, which would be fucking awesome. Yeah, there's going to be a multi-team thing at WrestleMania. Damian Priest and Finn Balor are holding on to those belts, which I don't mind in the slightest because I'm a Judgment Day guy. Let's talk about the Men's Elimination Chamber. Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, yeah. Kevin Owens and Logan Paul. Drew McIntyre's winning this, pretty sure, because Drew McIntyre has an axe to grind with everybody, all the good guys, which... sooner or later encapsulates Seth Rollins, which is funny because he also hates CM Punk, who Seth Rollins also hates. And there's a bit of a vicious circle there, but that's fine. He's going to win. And the rumor is, sometime between now and WrestleMania, Sami Zayn's going to get himself into the mix as well, and we're going to get Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, which I have no problem with, because I think that match would be absolutely fantastic. Now, granted, Seth Rollins will have already wrestled a match the previous night in the tag team thing with the Bloodline, if we all get what we think we're getting. But Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins will be fine, but it'll be a rematch, which is why I think they're throwing Sami Zayn in there. Plus, Sami Zayn deserves to be in the world title picture. It's well overdue. Moving swiftly on, he should have won in Montreal at this event last year, but then again, Jey Uso should have dethroned Roman Reigns. Moving swiftly on. Now, process of elimination. Randy Orton is rumored to be facing Solo Sikoa at WrestleMania. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Randy Orton doesn't need to be in one of the main event pitchers. I think that's a little... I think people saying that are being a little harsh. They're happy to have him back as long as he like stays in his spot, whatever they decide his spot to be is. But at the same time, Randy Orton... for Solo Sikoa to destroy John Cena and Randy Orton within a year of each other, not a calendar year, but within a couple months of each other, would do awesome things for Solo Sikoa, which will be cool for him after the Bloodline dismantles, presumably after WrestleMania. Bobby Lashley, I gotta believe, is sticking in his feud with Karrion Kross and the Final Testament, so he doesn't need to win. LA Knight, Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul are all going to take each other out. And it's all going to be surrounding the United States Championship. I think the fact that Logan Paul was coming to SmackDown to see who his next contender was, and instead he found out that he was contending in the Elimination Chamber, and he was pissed about it, was kind of... WWE had half of a good idea there for him to say, no, I'm focused on my title. I'm focused on this United States title. I need to find my next opponent for this title. And he almost rejected being in the Elimination Chamber. Now, he's a heel, so he's probably thinking, I don't want to be in the Elimination Chamber. That looks like it hurts. But they had like half of a good idea there. And I mean, the guy's good. If you're still saying the guy's not good at this point just because you don't like him, then you're let's be real, a typical wrestling fan. LA Knight versus Logan Paul is the match that I want at WrestleMania. Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul is the one that they've built up. Either one is okay. This is where I don't want them to default and be like, okay, some people want LA Knight, some people want Kevin Owens. Let's just throw Logan Paul in a three-way. I don't think you do that in this case. I want the LA Knight match, but I'd rather the Kevin Owens match than the default of let's throw it in a triple threat match. It's kind of the opposite of the Drew, Sammy, Seth situation for me. The Drew, Sammy, Seth thing is a combination of I want Sammy in the world title picture, and Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins by itself is just a rematch. So that doesn't work for me. I don't know if it is LA Knight or if it is Kevin Owens. Like, if it is Kevin Owens, what does LA Knight do at WrestleMania? Do we forget him 2 years in a row? That's not cool. If it's LA Knight, what do we do with Kevin Owens? Does Kevin Owens find somebody else? Kevin Owens, honestly, could make a lot of fun out of, you know what, the rest of Judgment Day seems busy at WrestleMania. Why don't I just beat the shit out of Dominic Mysterio again? Like, he could do something like that. He could take on A-Town Down Under by himself and just do, like, the two-fisted punch thing. There's a lot of sort of open-ended threads that are out there for Kevin Owens that would just be fun. But I do want to see him in something prominent at some point. If Cody wins and comes to SmackDown, Kevin Owens versus Cody Rhodes for the WWE title could be fun. If Cody wins and stays on Raw, and that means Seth Rollins brings the world title to SmackDown, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins for that title could be a lot of fun. Just do something with them. LA Knight's a lot of fun. LA Knight and Logan Paul are made to fight each other. Give them two mics, let them talk shit on each other, and then let them smack each other for 5 minutes. No problem. Put that on a WrestleMania stage. Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens could be an actual, like, fight, and that would be really fun, and that would help Logan Paul shed a little bit of the image of, oh, he's in these, presented matches that are just made, they're tailor-made to make him look good, and to be a spectacle and a spot fest and whatever. Kevin Owens might drag him into the deep waters the other way and say, okay, you're a fighter, let's have a fight. You know, fight Owens, fight. You know, Logan Paul, the prize fighter with the metal fist, etc. There's a lot you could play with there. All that to say, Orton going after Solo, Bobby Lashley and his guys going after Final Testament, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, Logan Paul being in that muddy United States Championship picture at the moment, it all swirls back around to what's Drew McIntyre doing at WrestleMania. He's going after Seth, with or without Sami Zayn working his way into the mix. But I will say, at the same time, they haven't done as much as they've done with Sami Zayn in the past couple of weeks on Raw. I don't like... You can have a sit-down interview. You can have a backstage interview. You can have an interview in the ring. The interviews that they do in the arena during the day when the arena's empty are weird, and they hit weird for me. Let me know. I can't even put my finger on why. I don't particularly like them. I'd love to know what other people think of that down in the box below. But they haven't spent as much time as they have making Sami Zayn this struggling, downfallen, downtrodden, scrappy underdog that he always is, to not give him anything at WrestleMania. And they didn't give him the WrestleMania that they gave him last year. And I say the same thing for Kevin Owens as well. They didn't give those guys that WrestleMania moment, not only winning a title in the main event at WrestleMania, but for being the guys that took the tag team titles to the main event of WrestleMania, to not have them on the card this year at all. I don't buy that in the slightest. Drew McIntyre's winning. Rhea Ripley's winning. Judgment Day are winning. And Becky Lynch is winning, because Becky Lynch is going to win the Women's Elimination Chamber that also contains Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Raquel Rodriguez. Raquel Rodriguez made her triumphant return on Raw, as I mentioned. Now, she's been dealing with health issues. She's posted quite openly about, like, she's had, I'm going to mess this up if I try to remember it accurately, but she's had some sort of serious, like, skin issue, which sounds absolutely terrible, if I'm honest. She came back, her coming back in the Rumbles, or in the Battle Royal, kind of telegraphed the Battle Royal, but that's okay. she took the rumored spot of Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill's not in this match unless something changes between now and Saturday. Raquel Rodriguez is in this match to say, I'm a big, tough broad, and I'm back, and this is the kind of match to prove it. She's going to throw herself around. She's going to throw some other people around. I mean, who's the smallest person in the match? Probably Liv Morgan. She's going to toss Liv Morgan around like an empty tracksuit, to borrow an Adam Nicholas expression. But she ain't winning. Naomi is a lot of the same, really. This is her first pay-per-view match back, not including the Royal Rumble, because the Royal Rumble really doesn't count. Everybody's in the Royal Rumble, pretty much. She'll do some athletic stuff. She's got her new submission that she's been using since TNA, but in a multi-person match, a submission move isn't really that great. And I don't need to see the rear view in a cage. That's it. Tiffany Stratton is athletic as hell. I'm glad she's on the main roster. She had a spectacular debut in the Royal Rumble. She's probably going to do the prettiest moonsault ever off of a pod, and that's going to be ridiculous. Liv Morgan is going to play the crazy chick. Also awesome. Also cool to see her back. We know she was dealing with injuries for a while. And then a very, very stupid pot charge as well. Bianca Belair is in it because, of course, she is. It's February. She'll do some I can lift people, I'm strong, therefore cheer for me stuff. And Becky Lynch is the biggest star in this match by a country mile. I like half of this. I like half of this collection of women. Liv Morgan, still incredibly underrated. Tiffany Stratton, just on the scene and was killing it in NXT with Becky Lynch, by the way, as well as other people like Roxanne Perez and Lyra Valkyria, etc. I like Liv Morgan. I like Tiffany Stratton. Becky Lynch is the star of this match. Becky Lynch is the most telegraphed match that we know is happening that hasn't been announced yet that I've seen in a long time. It's more telegraphed than the Rock, Roman, Seth, Cody tag team match. It's more telegraphed than Cody Rhodes getting handed another Royal Rumble. She was the only one to come out at the press conference and stare down Rhea Ripley. She's had every single one of her stare downs with Rhea Ripley for the past year and a half get viewed like a bajillion times. She's the only one that's been sharing mic space with Rhea Ripley leading up to the Elimination Chamber, even though she's not Rhea Ripley's opponent at the Elimination Chamber. Becky Lynch is winning this match. It is what it is. Bianca Belair is either going on to WrestleMania to face Jade Cargill, where they actually have to choose who's going to win that, or Tiffany Stratton, where Tiffany Stratton will get buried. Liv Morgan will go on and she'll try to get a dig in at Rhea Ripley sometime before WrestleMania, I'm sure. I really don't know what Naomi and Raquel Rodriguez are doing as we head towards WrestleMania season. Now, the other rumor is, if Jade Cargill is not having a singles match at WrestleMania, is that Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill might be teamed up to go for the tag team titles, which I really don't care about. I mean, I'm getting excited about it, I guess. I'm not the hugest Jade Cargill fan in the world, but don't debut her in that tag team division until you make that tag team division look like something. You have awesome champions at the moment, but that's about it. Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair taking on the Kabuki Warriors is a match that I would like to see. Yes. I don't know if it's a WrestleMania match. That's all I'm going to say. So there are your predictions. We're going to get something towards that tag team match at WrestleMania during the Grayson Waller effect. Judgment Day are going to retain. Rhea Ripley's going to retain. Drew McIntyre's going to win a chamber. Becky Lynch is going to win a chamber. And there's only four matches, so this is a very short podcast. I've been Spaz, your YWC reality check. Subscribe up there, talk down there, start a conversation. Keep all these conversations going. Don't be a stranger. I will talk to each and every last one of you later. Right now, I will tell you right now.